When I was in high school, I went to the same high school as Elisha, and our Menahel, Yira Tzadik, and every year, Parshas Bayin. I was there 9 years. I was there for 4 years high school. I was there for 5 years, Beis Medrash. 4 years, Beis Medrash, 1 year, Kol. Every year, I was there probably, I can't say 9 out of 9, but 7 or 8 out of 9, I can pretty much guarantee. So the Menahel would say over this Ramban in Parshas Bayi every single year, would read the Ramban. So I figure if I had to go through so much torture, so do you. No, I'm teasing. So I just figure, since I've been there, I try every year, I've said over this Ramban. Not always to the same level, but I've said over, I've said it, whether at my Shabbos table, I've chad to this Ramban. At the time, I didn't appreciate it. At the time, it feels repetitious. There's something, somebody once complained to Chaim Shmulevitz. He used to say the exact same shmuzin every year. The exact same word for word. So his son, he has a son of Meir Shmulev, that Chaim is a goyin oilam, and we call it Tar Kula. I assure you, he could say from today and start speaking and probably keep speaking till the day we're, till 120 to us, with pure, with his own Chidushei Torah, and probably not have much of a problem. We can go and go and go. If you know his children, Rav Fal Shmulev, it's your mayor, they're molly the God of Chidushei Torah. Rav Chaim used to say over the same shmuzim. Azoy fact that 1 year, Avakar was complaining that he said over the same things. So Meir says it's not true, there are 8 words different. Meir is a photographic memory, his son of Meir Shmulevitz. He said there are 8 words different this year. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said to the guy, to this Talmud who complained that you have plenty of Torah, you say the same things every year. He said, from the last I checked, we read the same Torah every year. And the point being, if the point of the shmuz is to dazzle, to show impressive, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is to say new stuff every year. If the point is it's a message he wants to give over, then it bears repeating. He wants that message given over. So this Ramban was a Ramban. I don't know if you've ever heard it before. If you have, it's worth hearing again. But it's a Ramban I heard many times in high school. At the time, I felt it was extra. But now seeing years later that it stuck with me, this Ramban, I'm not going to tell you to my Menahel, that he repeated the Ramban over and over. This Ramban at the end of the parashas, but Aryeh can attest, I'm sure heard it. At least I'm sure it'll be familiar once I start reading it. It's Ramban, it's not going to dazzle you with its chiddush contents. It's not an overwhelming chiddush of the Arch Chiddushim in the Ramban. But the Ramban to me is so fundamental. The Ramban himself in the middle of the piece calls it Yisoy Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ramban in the middle of this piece calls it, I've got the exact lush, we'll see, Shehem Yisoy HaTorah Kula. So I think it's Kedai, such a Ramban, which he's going to speak about something that's Yisoy the Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Kedai to learn with Olam. The Rashiva asked, Rashiva Pasha, I was asked by the Rashiva today to learn with an Olam. There is a chasna that a good number of the Bachmar are at tonight. I can't picture what else would keep them away tonight. Yitz Cohen is getting married. And okay, I'm lying. But Yitz Cohen is getting married tonight. The Kitsha Advarim, so the Rashiva, what did you say? And then my son. But I think the Yeshiva asked that we learn together. Certainly we learn together in Shtickle Torah. So I want to learn this Ramban with them. I'm going to read it. I was going to make photocopies. I'm not the most responsible guy. I didn't make photocopies. But I'll learn together the Ramban with them. So let's read it together. I'm going to catch the Ramban in the middle, just not to take your whole night. We'll start from the middle of the Ramban. Maybe we'll speak a little about this Ramban. The Ramban says as follows. He says, "Ha'oisayis v'amoysim, the miracles that went on in Mitzrayim, Eidim Nemanim, ha'oisayis v'amoysim akdolim, the great and wondrous miracles, Eidim Nemanim, are truthful witnesses, v'amunas ha'boyim, to have trust in Hashem, v'v'toyer kulam, netayer toyer, u'bavur, and because, k'akosh baruch hu lo yase ois u'moyfis b'chol dar, le'enei kol rasha, Hashem will not do miracles in every generation, to the eyes of any Rasha or Kaifer. He's not just going to perform miracles for anybody. It doesn't work that way. It's the last Ramban in Parshas Bayi. So because Hashem will not perform an Eisur Maifis in every door for the eyes of any Rasha or Kaifer, Yitzav Eisanu, Hashem commands us, Shenaset Tamid Zikarayim V'Eis L'Hashero Einenu. L'doyri doyris, we should make a simon for what our eyes saw, because Hashem's not going to repeat it for any Russia or Kaifer. I did it once, If you heard it, good, I'm not repeating it. Therefore, he commanded us that we should make Talmud a Zikaron v'ayis for that which our eyes saw. V'natik hadavu, we should print it, write it down, el b'neinu b'neim, to our sons and their sons, livneim uvneim u'darachlin, father to son, father to son, to the last generation. Before I go weiter, just as a diyuk in Lashon Rabban, I thought about this, I heard this Rabban once or twice, but I would love to hear what the Eilim thinks about this diyuk in Rabban. Every word in Rabban is gold, and the Rabban says that because Hashem's not going to make these simonim, la yasa aisu maifis, b'chol dar la'enei kol rashoi kaifer, so we're commanded to make zikaron v'ayis l'sharonim. We should make siman for that which we saw. He obviously means the tefillin, the mezuzahs, the repetition in Klal Yisrael to pass down what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, to so often remember it. It is the pshat, he says, because Hashem's not going to repeat this maifis for any dar. The ha'ara I have the oilim is the Ramban says, ki ha'kosh baruch hu lo yasa oisu maifas b'chol dar la'eni kol rasha oi kaifer. Why didn't he say he's not going to make the oisu maifas la'eni kol tzadik? He's not doing it for anybody. He should say, because Hashem will not repeat the miracles for anybody, so therefore we should pass it down. Not what he says. He says, because Hashem will not make the oisu maifas la'eni kol rasha oi kaifer, so he commanded us to pass it down, father, son, father, to son.
Because it's made for the Rishon.
Because to them, he's not making it. No?
That's what's stopping it? That's what Pini's being the diet. Pini's saying, Rabban's saying, reason. You could learn this Pshat and Rabban. Pini's learning it, saying, why Hashem's not doing it, future Dayus? I'm not going to, Hashem's saying, I'm not doing this for every Rosh or Kaifer. That was the Dar, that was Rayulakav. Because Hashem's not doing it for a Rosh or Kaifer, he's not going to do it for anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think that's much Pshat Ramban, it's a nice Pshat Ramban. I'm not sure if it's perfect reading in Ramban. Because Hashem's not going to repeat it. It doesn't sound like he's giving the reason, it doesn't sound to me he's giving the reason why Hashem's not repeating it. You're learning it's the reason. Because he's not going to repeat it, because the Rishon, it's not perfect in the Lashon of the Ramban.
The Nisim for the Rishon. The Tzadikim, they know already, they know that Hashem, there's Hashem, and
this I didn't predict someone would say finish out, but Reuven's saying is that Tzadik doesn't need it. Again, what I would just ask is, it doesn't say why, so we're only passing it down for the Rasha?
Yeah.
It's because Hashem's not repeating of those Rishon, so you pass it down and the Rishon will have it. He sounds like you pass it down for yourselves. L'chari is not saying do all this. So all these mitzvahs are only for Rishon, like on behalf of the Rasha. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if Ramban's addressing why Hashem wouldn't repeat it. I don't know if Ramban's addressing that.
Maybe he will repeat it. Maybe he will.
I will say that it's a very stoltzy thing. A lot of times a very healthy thing. Certainly obeying the Dafka. It's a trick, Aryeh. When you talk low, I'll teach you a little about stoltz. I have a few things. If a guy talks low, the pshat, you tzushta to me. A Rebbe screams many times the pshat, but he's saying, I'll reach out to you. Talk low, as if you want to hear. So you bend and you listen. I don't have to tzushta for you. Sometimes there's a way, the pshat is that if a Rebbe says, you say, what do you say? I'm not going to repeat over you, find out what I said. Sometimes it adds to the specialness of being. Somebody says, excuse me, Rebbe, you say that again? And then like, oh, what he said. It creates a certain shtoltz of the words of the Rebbe. So there could be a reason, we could view that Hashem, Chas Hashem, Hashem's kulei chesed, it's oivim chesed yivanem. Is noig the chesed, but the pshat is that it gives a chashivas to the davar. It's not just repeated. It cheapens the davar repeating it for anybody. What do you say? It cheapens the davar. It's a davar chashuv once. Now you spread it. What happened? You tell the father, son. You could hear reasons. I'm inventing reasons. Bothering with me. I'm inventing reasons. But I'm not sure the man's addressing it. This is a horror, Rabbi Sai. it's kedai to harv in the words that I'm yitzvah you hope shad in this I'm clearing this Ramban. What do you hold, Yossi? Yeah, the clear.
If you're quiet, then it gets changed, doesn't it?
One more time?
If you're quiet, then it eventually gets changed, and the wrong words are actually coming against.
Someone shot the Rambam that way. The Rambam says a Rebbe Shmuel. Someone attained the Rambam inside it. Show me what the Rambam is. Why? I've heard this pshat said. I shouldn't say some. I'm not saying the Shalim Machrim. I've heard this pshat said for the Asa Rambam. I don't know. Okay. I will tell you the Baran, but I don't know. In Shavel, he brings Penny's pshat. And he brings my pshat. He says that doing it a lot lessens it. Yeah, he says different shot, but he doesn't quote who he's from. He says that's the beer. That's the explanation. Okay. Good. So we have a couple, Rabbi says basically we have a few ideas. We have opinion of a couple of shot and what he might mean, but everyone says Hashem's not repeating it. If he means Hashem's not repeating it because the Arishon, which I